Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches, continuing on the theme of people who are suspect of illegal activities. Hechoshet al shvias. What if someone is suspect of selling a shvias product? So someone is suspect of trying to sell things that grew during Shemitah, and he's trying to pass them off as things that were not that do not have kedushas shvias. So then, ein lechem imenu pishtanin. So as an example, you're not allowed to buy obviously things like normal fruits and vegetables that are subject to the halacha of Shemitah, but also even pishtan, even flax, which comes from a flax seed, and flax seeds are edible and bear kedusha shvias. So therefore, even flax itself, you're not allowed to buy from such a person. Vafilu sarik, even if it's just combed. And again, normally when someone has something illegal and they're trying to get rid of it, they're going to try to get rid of it as quickly as possible. So they're not going to spend time working on it and spending long hours preparing it for sale. They just want to get rid of it as quickly as possible, lest they be discovered and outed. So if someone's trying to pass off something that has kedusha shvias in the marketplace, they're going to try to get rid of it as quickly as they can. Now, combing flax doesn't take a lot of time, so someone can still comb it and still try to pass it off as non-kedusha shvias. So therefore, you're not allowed to buy even combed flax. However, you are allowed to buy spun or woven flax. Again, since those are activities that are labor intensive, they take a long time. Someone who has illegal products is not going to spend the time to do all that to prepare it for sale. So therefore, if he has spun or woven flax, you can't assume that those do not have kedusha shvias, and therefore you are allowed to buy them from him. Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes. Hechosher aliyos moicha truma l'shem chulin. What if someone is suspect of selling truma and passing them off as chulin in the marketplace? So ein lechem imenu afilu mayim amelach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, as a knas to this guy, as a penalty for this person who's trying to pass off truma as chulin, and we know that chulin is more expensive than truma, plus only a kohen is allowed to eat truma, not Yisrael. So therefore, we penalize him, and you're not allowed to buy from such a fellow even water or salt, which is not in the parsha of truma at all. However, we extend the knas, we extend the penalty to anything from this person, including water and salt. Reb Shimon argues. He says, "Kol sheish bazikas truma isumaisus, anything that has a connection to truma maisa, anything where someone would be mechuyif to take truma and maisa from that product." Then ain't lechem imenu. Then you're not allowed to buy from him. But something that is not in the parasha of truma maisris, you are allowed to buy from him. So, for example, things like fish, and those kinds of things, or water and salt. Since they're not in the parasha of truma maisir, you are allowed to buy that even from someone who's normally suspect of selling truma and passing it off as chulin.